Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 11th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. And on the line, I have my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahoye. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of some opposition activists and the general political situation in Zimbabwe. A High Court last week dismissed a bail application filed by Citizens for Coalition for Change members Job Sikala and Godfrey Stole, who are facing charges of inciting violence. The two are accused of inciting Zimbabweans to protest against the death of Mob Blessing Ali, who was allegedly killed by suspected ZANU-PF activists in Nyatsime. Their arrest comes at a time when the opposition CCC party claims that their members are being targeted by ruling party activists, and Zimbabweans are among Africans crying for democracy. Siphosane Malunga of Osisa and Thandekile Moyo, a political activist, believe that African democracy is being impeded by autocrats, resulting in the targeting of opponents.
In Africa in particular, the culture of presidents staying and dying in power is very common. Zimbabwe is a case in point where we had President Mugabe in power for 37 years, and he would not have left had he not been removed. So this is a country that needs term limits by virtue of this culture. And the expectation and hope is that a conference like this would encourage new leaders in Zimbabwe, including our current president, to also abide to term limits, to serve for a period and leave it and let somebody else take over.
Ama leaders, alapha eBotswana, akhanya ayifinyeleleka lula ngabantu nje. You know, the way ekade mbona be interacta ngabo upresident labantu esestagini kungela lokhuyana kokuthi vele kafikeleleke labantu engike ngaxoxisana labo, ngike ngakhuluma labantu abasebenza e-Ministry of Education, bekhuluma nje ukuthi hayi lapha izinto ngendlela ezihamba ngayo ngokuthi nxa ule sikhalazo khala ngazo, it's easy for you to just pick up the phone and speak to a particular minister or upresident himself nxa kuyindaba ehluphayo. Kuyizo izinto thina esehluleka ukuzenza ekhaya, ngoba nxa ukhuluma la ma-leaders ekhaya kuyaliwa nje kuphela, akula that open door policy yokuthi uyakwanisa ukuxoxisana izinto.
That was Thandekile Moyo and Siphosane Malunga speaking after a summit on democracy held in Gaborone, Botswana. Zimbabweans are questioning the arrest of members of the opposition, saying ZANU-PF wants to stay in power with or without the mandate of the people. We have this from one of our listeners.
emhlabeni wakumadla mseplantri mina into endithanda ukuyidlulisa nayo kugovernment okhona weZimbabwe ikuthi uyabonisa ukuthi akakhethwanga ngabantu, usifakile laphaya. Ife bekhethwe ngabantu ubengeke eze ebe nesikhathi sokulokhu elwisana namaqembu aphikisayo esikhundleni sokuthi ngawe uyadivelopha ilizwe lethe i-service delivery kubantu ukuze abantu bamethembe. Yena ubhizi uwaste imali yokuthi abophe abantu amaqembu aphikisayo, and amaqembu aphikisayo ayikho into embi ayenzayo. Umuntu wenza into ezimbi yilona iqembu elibusayo. Abantu babulala abantu everyday abababophi. Mina into engayitsho ikuthi maqembu aphikisayo amanyane ebambane. Ayenze le nto yenziwe Sri Lanka kube yona abasihamba bayisikhiphela lwana umbuso okhona ngokuthi baproteste the whole country ukuze bakhiphe lo ngurhulumente wesihluku ohlukumeza abantu ngendlala nokubahlukumeza ngokubabulala nangokubabopha, ukubonisa ukuthi asurhulumente wabantu, ungurhulumente oprotector obona kuphela. Ngiyabona.
That is one of our callers who sent us that video. And for those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube of VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on all these social media platforms. To discuss this issue, we are now joined by a CCC activist. But before doing that, let's go to my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanganyawe. Marvelous, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Gibbs, for having me on the show today.
Yes, so tell us, Marvelous, recently you went to Zimbabwe. Just give us a brief on how you saw the situation back home there.
Yes, Gibbs, at the time that I was in Zimbabwe is actually the time that the Citizens Coalition for Change activist Mo Blessing Ali was allegedly murdered by suspected members of ZANU-PF. And that was the talk of town at that time, in fact, the whole country, because we saw a lot of people now fearing to register to vote, saying that violence was starting way too early before the 2023 elections. So they are fearing that the elections of next year might be violent from what they're seeing that came out of Nyatsime. So, you know, that was one of the situations that I saw on the ground.
Yes, and then, Marvelous, can you tell our listeners in Shona what we're doing today, just briefly?
I watch nokuchingamidza inese pano pachirongwa chedu nhasi tichange tikutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika apo tiri kuona kuti nhengo dzebato reCitizens Coalition for Change pari zvino vakadaisa vaJob Sikala navasitole vari kuwanikwa ivo vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso mushure mekunge vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuti vari kuda kuti vanhu vamukire hurumende. Vazhinji vari kutarisa ivo kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvingangokanganisa kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachinyoresa kuvhota, sezvo takaona munguva yapfuura mumwe anovaiwe nhengo yeCCC muzvare Mo Blessing Ali vachiurayiwa kunyatsime, uyezve tikazoona mushure mezvo avo vari kutaurwa vasikala vachizosungwa vachinzi ivo vanga vari kuda kuti varonge vanhu kuti varatidzire mushure mekushayika kwamuzvare Mo Blessing Ali. Tisange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvimwewo zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika.
Yes, Marvelous. Right now we're joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Gibbs. Magadi Tete Marvelous, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Akaterera.
Thank you very much. And Marvelous, you can fire right away.
Vatsokora, tinoona kuti pari zvino dzimwe nhengo dzebato renyu vasikala navasitole pari zvino vachiri muchizarira uyezve havasi kupuwa iwo mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Munoona seizvi?
Zvinhu zvinokatyamadza uye kushatirisa kuti isu tisi takafirwa, isu tisi takakanganisirwa, isu tisi takaponderwa munhu wedu. Kutaura kwavaJob Sikala navasitole avo ndivo vanga vari pamberi pekutsvagwa kwaMo Blessing paaitsvagwa achishayikwa. Takaita iya inonzi search yanga ichitungamirwa nemhuri yekwaAli vachibatsirwa nevesangano reTriple C vaitungamirwa naJob Sikala naHonorable Sitole. Zvazowanikwa, munhu awanikwa, mutumbo awanikwa uri kumba kwemunhu weZANU-PF, kumba kwamai vaSimbarase Chisango. Tikazivawo zvakare kuti anga apondwa nemunhu weZANU-PF Pius Jamba, uyo akambenge aedza kuvharidzirwa neZANU-PF vasingamusunge, asi vanhu vose vanga vazviona kuti ndiye anga aine mhosva. Saka iko zvino zvinoshatirisa kuti tiri kuona vatungamiriri vedu vakavharirwa muchizarira, asi tiri kuona kuti vanhu veZANU ndo vakapara mhosva, ndo vakaponda munhu. Ko zvino vaJob Sikala navasitole vakasungirwei? Sei vachiri muchizarira? Sei vari mujeri? Uye sei vasiri kukwanisa kupiwa mari yechibatiso? Hadzisi mhondi. Mhondi ndivava ana Pius Jamba ana Jamba, ndo vanofanira kunge vachirambirwa mari yechibatiso, ndo vanofanira kunge vachiramba vari mumujeri. Vaifanira kunge vakatopinda mujeri nguva yakapfuura iyo, asi tinoona kuti vaivharidzirwa, vachivharidzirwa neZANU-PF.
Yeah, but indications, Mr. Tsokora, that CCC is actually inciting violence through some of these members. So briefly, what's your reaction to that?
It's not inciting violence when you gather people to go and search for your beloved sister, for your beloved member. And then when you find that body, the body of our deceased Mo Blessing Ali, then you have ZANU-PF people declaring, we all heard, you all saw what the ZANU-PF councillor did. He was banning people from going to mourn their sister, saying they cannot come into his area and mourn their sister. We have never seen anything like that in our culture in Zimbabwe, that there is someone who can stand in the way of people that are trying to mourn their sister. And then when that happened, it was actually CCC members that were chased away. Some were even abducted in the process of trying to mourn and console Mo Blessing's relatives. So I don't see anywhere where CCC can be connected to the violence that took place in Nyatsime. Everything was instigated by ZANU-PF. Everything was done by ZANU-PF members. The people that were abducted on that day were ZANU-PF members, were CCC members. Who did that? It is non-ZANU-PF people. So we don't have anything to do with the violence that took place in Nyatsime.
Yes,
ZANU-PF, everyone knows that.
Yes, thank you very much. Lapha ke uzokhona la mozo wakhuluma ngokuthi ke abantu be-CCC akulanto abayenzayo. Into abayenzakalayo ukuthi ke kule abductions lezi ezenzakalayo. Asikwazi kumbe uDr. Simba Mavaza usebuyile e-ZANU-PF lokho esizama ukuthi simfonele bethe uyangena ku-program. So thank you so much, Mr. Tsokora. We hope that you're going to join another program next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So marvelous, there you are. So you heard there from Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Now, maybe you can go ahead, marvelous, and tell us, what really do you think is causing all this kind of conflict between the opposition and the sitting government?
Speaking to people on the ground, Gibbs, a lot of people are saying that because the elections are next year, this might be a ploy to perhaps get people to be afraid to actually go and vote. Because people are saying, from when you look at social media and when you speak to people on the ground, they are going to come out in mass and vote. But now that we're seeing so much violence erupting in Zimbabwe, barely a year before the actual election in 2023 next year, some people may be, dissuaded from actually going to the polls. So we're going to have a watch-and-see attitude to see what's going to happen on the ground. But from what I could gather, speaking to those that, support both parties, in fact, some were saying, they are not very happy with the violence that they are seeing, barely before the actual people are engaging in election mode. So, we've seen a lot of reports coming out that the youth are not going out to register to vote. And also women, they have dropped in numbers when it came to what we saw happening in previous elections, where we saw a lot of women actually going to register and actually coming out to vote. And, people are saying that all this violence may be a ploy to have people staying away from the actual polls next year.
Mm-hmm. We really hear you, Kunapo. Marvelous, kuna kukuluma ngako, siya kubonga kakhulu. I think, let's check if we've got Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We'd also asked him to join the show. Dr. Mavaza, are you on the line? It seems as if we are not getting hold of him. So, okay, Zulukani Daba, liyakuzwa konke kuna kukuluma. Sikuluma ngako, lamplanje, sikuluma ngako, kuna kukuluma, kuna kukuluma, elezo nile Zimbabwe. Sikuluma nje, kula bantu mandengi, haba nganibizibai sabu kuti, banga banjwa, ilaba wakubanda, elibusayo. So, okay, kuti bandi, elibusayo, ilita achi bantu, akula ntweli yenzayo. So, kona, ikuti nje, abantu, wapongwe saba, njalo ibandla le-CCC bathi ilo phele liyenza kube ingxabano yonke le. So right now we'll take a very short break, and then when we come back we are going to do some other stuff for you. So stay tuned and wait for a moment. We're coming back. So ke sike sizwe ke konoku ke esifuna ukuthi silitshengise khona. Yeah. So ke sikhuluma ke nge-COVID kuti hamba njani nangu kwe konapo ke tikubone kuyabuya konapo. Yeah, lizwile kulambo ke sikhuluma nge COVID-19 lingakhohlwa ukuthi khona i COVID-19 and finally thousands of people in South Africa that is including Zimbabweans, Nigerians, Kenyans, Tanzanians and others marched for peace in Johannesburg yesterday, urging locals to cohabitate with foreigners. Members of an anti-immigrant outfit Operation Tutula want all illegal foreigners to leave the country, saying they are stealing their jobs. Chief Thulani Chubane, who was among people who attended the march in Johannesburg, said this yesterday. That was Thulani Chubane. He's a chief, you know, traditional Ndebele chief based in South Africa. So he's one of those people who actually organized this march, you know, in South Africa. Marvelous. Where people are marching for peace, they're saying Operation Tutula is not something that they can encourage. So konoko ke zulukana ndabalikubonileyo lamhlanje libonake uChief Chubane khuluma ngakonoko kwenzakaleyo kule South Africa. Abantu bangene emgwaqweni befola besithi hayi konoko ukuthi ukahlanyezwe abantu bokuza into bangaziwa kangako. So kumele kuphele konke lokho. So sibonile ke abanye bavele eNigeria, abanye bavele eKenya, abanye eTanzania, abanye eMalawi lamazwe atshiyeneyo. So bathi sebekhathele ube bekahlanyezwa i-Operation Tutula. So kunjalo ke Mavela singase ukhangela ukuthi eSouth Africa ungazani sokuzalelingwe. Ubona njani Mavela sikhona ngapho lapho khona?
Aiwa apho tanga tiri kuona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa uko zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakabatana nevamwe vanobva kunana Nigeria nedzimwe nyika dzekuAfrica vachifora ivo vachiti havasi kuda kuti nyaya iri kuitika muSouth Africa mutinoona mune Operation Dudula iri kuti vanhu ngavadzokere kunzvimbo dzavo dzekuberekwa zvirambe zvichiitika. Uyezve tanzwa apo Chief Thulani Chubane vachitaura vachiti ivo vanoda kuti vanhu vagarisane parunyararo. Ndo zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika muSouth Africa nezuro. Uyezve vazhinji zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pari zvino vakatarisana nekusaziva kuti zvichaita sei pachasvika kupera kwegore, sezvo mapemiti avakange vainavo EZSP ari kunzi iwo anogona kutadza kunge achizowedzerwa nguva. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika muSouth Africa pari zvino. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanikwa izvo zvichibatana nezvizvarwa zvemuAfrica zvinobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachiedza kuratidzira kuti pave paine runyararo. Sezvo takaona munguva yapfuura zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mumwe akatowanikwa achiurayiwa iye akapiswa nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa panyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga yekuti vabva kure ngavadzokere kumisha dzavo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa muzuva ranhasi, tisingakanganwe kuti tanga tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitikawo munyika muZimbabwe, umo tiri kuona kuti pari zvino nhengo dzeCitizens Coalition for Change vari kuchema chema vachiti nhengo dzavo dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichisungwa uyezve dzichinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, uyezve tichida kunzwa kunemi vari papurogiramu yedu. Tinokutendai, tiri kuona muri kutarisa, nyorai pfungwa dzenyu, uyezve tichaedza kuti titorowo vamwe vambowanikwa vachitumira nhamba dzavo tivafonere tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo panyaya mbiri idzi dzatiri kutarisa muzuva ranhasi. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. We saw so many people yesterday actually marching in the city of Johannesburg. And we've got some people who are actually following this show right now. I think we can read one or two messages that are being posted by people here. We've got Urotiwa Rapina, kuti kunzima loko kwenzakalayo esikubonayo kukhanya ngazani kuyasisinda kakhulu. Kulo baba lapha sofake inombolo zakhe, ubaba lapha ke kuthi ungucosmas, uthi singamfonela khona manje. So nxa sile sikhathi sizakufonela khona ngapho lapho khona. Kuzobuya ke abanye njalo bayabuza ukuthi kathi indaba sihlanganise sishona lesiNdebele lolu hlelo lulendimi ezintathu. So ke kunjalo, so izindimi ezintathu isisikhiwa, isitshona, isiNdebele. Ilife talk vele ibunjwe njalo. So ke kunjalo ke kungalethusi kangako. So ke nxa ukuthi uDorothy ufuna ukuthi sikhulume lawe, fake inombolo zakho lawe khonapho Dorothy Ncube sikhokhe lawe. So marvelous, if ever you've got some messages, can you read, go ahead there and read some of the messages from callers and people who are following us on social media. Remember that we are on many social media platforms. We've got VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. These are Facebook pages. We also have the same when it comes to Instagram, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. So, siyalincusa ukuthi lingene enkundleni zonke lezi. Sixoxeni phela, sikhona njalo la ku-YouTube. If you want to join the show, you can go right now on YouTube. So, kunjalo ke zokuranda. Yeah, marvelous.
Aiwa, tine vari kutedzera chirongwa pari zvino pa-VOA Shona Facebook page. Kana Marshall Dzingirai ari kuti makadiko pano. Edmund Tirimboye anzi good evening Zimbabwe. Tinatatenda Kasichi ari kuti makadiko pano. Lecture Mapambe anzi good evening, ndiri kuno ku Cape Town. Ndokutaura
kwa yes, pano. So now we've got marvelous, we've got a guest, and that is Mr. Dan Moyo. He is a political activist based here in USA. Mr. Moyo, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you?
No, very fine. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Yes, we are talking about, you know, a march that was conducted yesterday in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, by South Africans, Nigerians, Zimbabweans, and all those people that we can talk about. So they were, it was an anti-xenophobia march, but it was camouflaged under a march against, they were saying it was a prayer because they wanted to avoid Operation Tutula. So what's your take about xenophobia in South Africa, you know, at this time and age?
Xenophobia is a cancer that needs to be treated. Because in this day and age, we live in a global economy. People should be free to live wherever they can afford to support their families. So this attitude of xenophobia that we have seen from the groups such as Tutula to try and intimidate foreigners in South Africa to leave is illegal to start off with, because the South African Constitution does allow for refugees to seek refuge in South Africa. We know as Africans that Ubuntu, being humane, is a very important aspect of our culture. So the respect that we should give to our neighbors is imperative. South Africa was built if you think back, if you are from Zimbabwe, Malawi, Zambia, you remember the times of Wenela, when these laborers used to come down to South Africa to work in the mines. The same prosperity that we see that built that country was built on the shoulders of foreign immigrants who flocked into South Africa for jobs. And so for people who, some who never even participated in building the country, to be the ones that now are forcefully exercising xenophobic tendencies against those from other countries, is just unacceptable. Even Mandela himself, when he was president, he did say that South Africa is for all that choose it to be, it's to be their home. So I don't understand why these people now are coming up and accusing foreigners for being in South Africa, accusing them of a lot of heinous things, like taking away their jobs and so on and so forth, which really doesn't make sense.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke moyo. Ungaphosa ke nasindebele ukuthi kambe ubona ngani kunokwezonophobia kuyaphela njani? Ngamafutshane sibili uMavelas besekubuza la mbuzo. Qhubeka khona lapho moyo.
Izonophobia I think izoqedwa i-education, ukufundisana lokubonisana, lokusebenzisa imizekeliso lapho esisuka khona njengabantu, especially abantu abansundu. Ukubana njengabantu abansundu kumele si practice ubuntu njalo sikwazi ukubana siphila sonke njengenzalo ye-Africa. Lokho ukuthi sibandlululane sisebenzisa ama-borders esawanikezwa ngama-colonizers asihlukanisayo ayenza ukuthi singabambani. Siyazi ukubana yizo izindlela ama-colonizers akwanisa ngakho ukuthi take over i-continent ye-Africa yona besebenzisa i-divide and rule. Kahle kahle njengama-Africans singabantu banye, kumele sikwazi ukuhlalisana. Lokho kokukhetha ukuthi wena uphuma kuphi, wena ungakuphi, nje njalo awuvumelekile ukuthi ube sendaweni elizweni elifana le-South Africa akutshengisi ubuntu. Besides abantu be-Africa abaningi uma ubheka kwele Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, yibona abasebenza kakhulu ukwakhiwa kwe-South Africa ngesikhathi sewenela, lapho ababesebenza khona emamine begubha igolide.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Marvelous, one question for him. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Hey, Vamoyo, tingaone dambudziko iri rerusarura richipera sei muSouth Africa?
I think inini kuchadiwa education yakati kudzidziso rakati wandei rinobva kuvanhu vese kuti vadzidzise vamwe vavo kuti hate kuvenga munhu because anova kune imwe nyika muAfrica hazvisiri izvo zvinovaka, hazvina hunhu. Isu sevanhu vatema tofanira kuziva kuti tiri vana vemunhu wani, tiri maAfricans, tinozvara mucontinent yemuAfrica. Pacontinent yemuAfrica yakabva kare isina maborders. Maborders atakazoitsirwa nemacolonizers akauya akatora nyika dzedu akaisa maboundaries akatidivide akashandisa divide and conquer.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. Unfortunately, we don't have any extra time here. We've come to the end of our show this evening. We wish to thank our guests, Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the CCC, and Mr. Den Moyo, an independent political commentator based here in Washington, D.C. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington saying good night, Zimbabwe. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 11th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. And on the line, I have my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawoye. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of some opposition activists and the general political situation in Zimbabwe. A High Court last week dismissed a bail application filed by Citizens for Coalition for Change members Job Sikala and Godfrey Stole, who are facing charges of inciting violence. The two are accused of inciting Zimbabweans to protest against the death of Mob Blessing Ali, who was allegedly killed by suspected ZANU-PF activists in Nyatsime. Their arrest comes at a time when the opposition CCC party claims that their members are being targeted by ruling party activists, and Zimbabweans are among Africans crying for democracy. Siphosan Malunga of Osisa and Tandekile Moyo, a political activist, believe that African democracy is being impeded by autocrats, resulting in the targeting of opponents.
In Africa in particular, the culture of presidents staying and dying in power is very common. Zimbabwe is a case in point where we had President Mugabe in power for 37 years, and he would not have left had he not been removed. So this is a country that needs term limits by virtue of his culture. And the expectation and hope is that a conference like this would encourage new leaders in Zimbabwe, including our current president, to also abide to term limits, to serve for a period and leave it and let somebody else take over.
I'm a leader. Alapha eBotswana akhanya ayifinyeleleka lula ngabantu nje. You know the way ekade mbona be interacta ngabo president labantu esestage kungela lokhana kokuthi vele kafikelele labantu engingaxoxisana labo ngengakhuluma labantu abasebenza Ministry of Education bekhuluma nje ukuthi ayilapha izinto ngendlela esihamba ngayo ngokuthi nxa ule sikhalazo khala ngazo, it's easy for you to just pick up the phone and speak to a particular minister or the president himself nxa uyindaba ehluphayo. Kuyizo izinto thina esehluleka uzenza ekhaya, ngoba nxa ukhuluma la ma-leaders ekhaya kuyaliwa nje kuphela, akula that open door policy yokuthi uyakwanisa ukuxoxisana izinto.
That was Tandekile Moyo and Siphosan Malunga speaking after a summit on democracy held in Gaborone, Botswana. Zimbabweans are questioning the arrest of members of the opposition, saying ZANU-PF wants to stay in power with or without the mandate of the people. We have this from one of our listeners.
I'm being in the studio, Sifano Krumayo, Fiselani. Emhlabeni wakumadlamuse blamtri mina into entando kwedlulisa naye ku government okhona weZimbabwe ikuthi uyabonisa ukuthi akakhethwa ngabantu usifakile lapha ife bekhethwe ngabantu ubengeke eze ebe nesikhathi sokuloko elwisana namaqhinga aphikisayo esikhundleni sokuthi ngawe yadevelopa ilizwe lethe i-service delivery kubantu ukuze abantu bamethembe. Yena ubhizi uwaste imali yokuthi abophe abantu amaqemba aphikisayo. And amaqemba aphikisayo ayikho into embi ayenzayo. Umuntu oyenza into ezimbi uyilona iqembe lobusayo. Abantu babulala abantu everyday abababophi. Mina into engayisho ukuthi amaqemba aphikisayo amanyane ebambane. Ayenze le nto yenziwe eSri Lanka. Kube yiwona abasihamba bayisikhiphela lwana umbuso okhona ngokuthi baproteste the whole country ukuze bakhiphe lo ngurhulumente wesihluku ohlukumeza abantu ngendlala nokubahlukumeza ngokubabulala nangokubabopha ukubonisa ukuthi akuso rhulumente wabantu, ungurhulumente oprotekta obona kuphela. Ngiyabonga.
That is one of our callers who sent us that video. And for those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube of VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on all these social media platforms. To discuss this issue, we are now joined by a CCC activist. But before doing that, let's go to my co-host, Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye. Marvelous, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Gibbs, for having me on the show today.
Yes, so tell us, Marvelous, recently you went to Zimbabwe. Just give us a brief on how you saw the situation back home there.
Yes, Gibbs, at the time that I was in Zimbabwe is actually the time that the Citizens Coalition for Change activist Mo Blessing Ali was allegedly murdered by suspected members of ZANU-PF. And that was the talk of town at that time, in fact, the whole country, because we saw a lot of people now fearing to register to vote, saying that violence was starting way too early before the 2023 election. So they are fearing that the elections of next year might be violent from what they're seeing that came out of Nyatsime. So, you know, that was one of the situations that I saw on the ground.
Yes, and then, Marvelous, can you tell our listeners in Shona what we're doing today, just briefly?
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza imese, pano pachirongwa chedu, nasi tichange tikutarisa isu, zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Apo tiri kuona kuti nhengo dzebato reCitizens Coalition for Change pari zvino vakadai savaJob Sikala navasitole vari kuwanikwa ivo vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso mushure mekunge vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuti vari kuda kuti vanhu vamukire hurumende. Vazhinji vari kutarisa ivo kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvingangokanganisa kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachinyoresa kuvhota, sezvo takaona munguva yapfuura mumwe anovaiwe nhengo yeCCC muzvare Mo Blessing Ali vachiurayiwa kunyatsime, uyezve tikazoona mushure mezvo avo vari kutaurwa vasikala vachizosungwa vachinzi ivo vanga vari kuda kuti varonge vanhu kuti varatidzive mushure mekushayika kwamuzvare Mo Blessing Ali. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvimwewo zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika.
Yes, Marvelous, right now we're joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Gibbs. Magadi Tete Marvelous, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Agate Herrera.
Thank you very much, and Marvelous, you can fire right away.
Vatsokora, tinoona kuti pari zvino dzimwe nhengo dzebato renyu vasikala navasitole pari zvino vachiri muchizarira uyezve havasi kupuwa ivo mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Munoona seizvi?
Zvinhu zvinokatyamadza uye kushatirisa kuti isu tisi takafirwa, isu tisi takakanganisirwa, isu tisi takaponderwa munhu wedu. Kutaura kwavaJob Sikala navasitole avo ndo vanga vari pamberi pekutsvagwa kwaMo Blessing paaitsvagwa achishayikwa. Takaita iya inonzi search yanga ichitungamirwa nemhuri yekwaAli vachibatsirwa nevesangano reCCC vaitungamirwa naJob Sikala naHonorable Sitole. Zvazowanikwa, munhu awanikwa, mutumbo awanikwa uri kumba kwemunhu weZANU-PF, kumba kwamai vasimba rase Chisango. Tikazivawo zvakare kuti anga apondwa nemunhu weZANU-PF Pius Jamba, uyo akambenge aedza kuvharidzirwa neZANU-PF vasingamusunge, asi vanhu vose vanga vazviona kuti ndiye anga aine mhosva. Saka iko zvino zvinoshatirisa kuti tiri kuona vatungamiriri vedu vakavharirwa muchizarira, asi tiri kuona kuti vanhu veZANU ndo vakapara mhosva, ndo vakaponda munhu. Ko zvino vaJob Sikala navasitole vakasungirwei? Sei vachiri muchizarira? Sei vari mujeri? Uye sei vasiri kukwanisa kupiwa mari yechibatiso? Hadzisi mhondi. Mhondi ndivava ana Pius Jamba ana Jamba, ndo vanofanirwa kunge vachirambirwa mari yechibatiso, ndo vanofanirwa kunge vachiramba vari mumujeri. Vaifanirwa kunge vakatopinda mujeri nguva yakapfuura iyo, asi tinoona kuti vaivharidzirwa vachivharidzirwa neZANU-PF.
Yeah, but indications, Mr. Tsokora, that CCC is actually inciting violence through some of these members. So briefly, what's your reaction to that?
It's not inciting violence when you gather people to go and search for your beloved sister, for your beloved member. And then when you find that body, the body of the deceased Mo Blessing Ali, then you have ZANU-PF people declaring, we all heard, you all saw what the ZANU-PF councillor did. He was banning people from going to mourn their sister, saying they cannot come into his area and mourn their sister. We have never seen anything like that in our culture in Zimbabwe, that there is someone who can stand in the way of people that are trying to mourn their sister. And then when that happened, it was actually CCC members that were chased away. Some were even abducted in the process of trying to mourn and console Mo Blessing's relatives. So I don't see anywhere where CCC can be connected to the violence that took place in Nyatsime. Everything was instigated by ZANU-PF. Everything was done by ZANU-PF members. The people that were abducted on that day were ZANU-PF members, were CCC members. Who did that? It is non-ZANU-PF people. So we don't have anything to do with the violence that took place in Nyatsime.
Yes,
ZANU-PF, everyone knows that.
Yes, thank you very much. Lapake utsokona lamozo kuluma ngokuthi ke abantu we-CCC akulanto abayenzayo. Into abayenzakalayo ukuthi ke kule abductions lezi ezenzakalayo. Asikwazi kumbe uDr. Simba Mavaza usebuyile we-ZANU-PF lokho sizama ukuthi simfonele bethe uyangena ku-program. So thank you so much, Mr. Tsukora. We hope that you're going to join another program next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So marvelous, there you are. So you heard there from Mr. Tawanda Tsukora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Now, maybe you can go ahead, Marvelous, and tell us, what really do you think is causing all this kind of conflict between the opposition and the sitting government?
Speaking to people on the ground, Gibbs, a lot of people are saying that because the elections are next year, this might be a ploy to perhaps get people to be afraid to actually go and vote, because people are saying, from when you look at social media and when you speak to people on the ground, they are going to come out in mass and vote. But now that we're seeing so much violence erupting in Zimbabwe, barely a year before the actual election in 2023 next year, some people may be, dissuaded from actually going to the polls. So we're going to have a watch and see attitude to see what's going to happen on the ground. But from what I could gather, speaking to those that support both parties, in fact, some were saying, they are not very happy with the violence that they are seeing, barely before the actual people are engaging in election mode. So, we've seen a lot of reports coming out that the youth are not going out to register to vote. And also women, they have dropped in numbers when it came to what we saw happening in previous elections, where we saw a lot of women actually going to register and actually coming out to vote. And, people are saying that all this violence may be a ploy to have people staying away from the actual polls next year.
Mm-hmm. We really hear you, Kunapo. Marvelous, Kunoko Kulmahako, Siawanga Kulu. I think let's check if we've got Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We'd also asked him to join the show. Dr. Mavaza, are you on the line? It seems as if we are not getting hold of him. So, Zulga Dabaliakos, I won't Kunoko, Eskulmahako, Lamplange, Skulma, Kunoko, which will look closer, Elizabeth Zimbabwe. Skulmanje, Gulavantavane, Abanves, Sabuti, Bangabanja Banja, Labababanda, Elibusayo. So, Gotiba, Elibusayo, the Archibantu, Agulan Tradienzayo. So, Kona, Gutinje, Abantu, Papongwe Saba, Jalo Iba, the CCC, Patilo Pelenza, Kube, Yangabano, Yokele. So right now, we'll take a very short break, and then when we come back, we're going to do some other stuff for you. So stay tuned and wait for a moment. We're coming back. So,
So ke sikhuluma ke COVID ukuthi hamba njani. Nako ke khona pho ke tikubone kuyabuya khona. Izwile kolombo ke sikhuluma nge COVID-19 lingakhohlwa ukuthi khona I COVID-19 and finally thousands of people in South Africa that is including Zimbabweans, Nigerians, Kenyans, Tanzanians and others marched for peace in Johannesburg yesterday, urging locals to cohabitate with foreigners. Members of an anti-immigrant outfit Operation Tutula want all illegal foreigners to leave the country, saying they are stealing their jobs. Chief Thulani Jubane, who was among people who attended the march in Johannesburg, said this yesterday. That was Thulani Jubane. He's a chief for United Traditional Ndebele chief based in South Africa. So he's one of those people who actually organized this march, you know, in South Africa, marvelous. Where people are marching for peace, they're saying Operation Tutula is not something that they can encourage. So kunoko ke izulukanda balukubonileyo lamhlanje liboneke uChief Jubane khuluma ngakunoko kwenzakaleyo kule South Africa. Abantu bangene emgwaqweni befola besithi hayi khona ukuthi kukhahlanyezwe abantu bokuza into bangayaziyo kangako, so kumede kuphele konke lokho. So sibonile ke abanye bevele eNigeria, abanye bevele eKenya, abanye eTanzania, abanye eMalawi, lamazwe atshiyeneyo. So bathi sebekhathele kube bekhahlanyezwa i-Operation Tutula. So kunjalo ke mavela sinxasa ukukhangela ukuthi eSouth Africa ungazani sokuzala lingwe. Ubona njani mavela sikhona kapho lapho khona?
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kuona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa. Uko zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakabatana nevamwe vanobva kunana Nigeria nedzimwe nyika dzekuAfrica vachifora ivo vachiti havasi kuda kuti nyaya iri kuitika muSouth Africa umo tinoona mune Operation Dudula iri kuti vanhu ngavadzokere kunzvimbo dzavo dzekuberekwa zvirambe zvichiitika. Uyezve tanzwapo Chief Thulani Jubane vachitaura vachiti ivo vanoda kuti vanhu vagarisane parunyararo. Ndozvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika muSouth Africa nezuro. Uyezve vazhinji zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pari zvino vakatarisana nekusaziva kuti zvichaita sei pachasvika kupera kwegore, sezvo mapemit avakange vainavo EZSP ari kunzi iwo anogona kutadza kunge achizowedzerwa nguva. Saka ndozvimwe zviri kuitika muSouth Africa pari zvino. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanikwa izvo zvichibatana nezvizvarwa zvemuAfrica zvinobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachiedza kuratidzira kuti pave paine runyararo. sezvo takaona munguva yapfuura zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mumwe akatowanikwa achiurayiwa iye akapiswa nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvemusouth africa panyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga yekuti vabva kure ngavadzokere kumisha dzavo saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa muzuva ranhasi tisingakanganwe kuti tanga tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitikawo munyika muZimbabwe umo tiri kuona kuti pari zvino nhengo dzeCitizens Coalition for Change vari kuchema-chema vachiti nhengo dzavo dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichisungwa uyezve dzichinyimwa mukana wekuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura ipo pano uyezve tichida kunzwa kunemi vari papurogiramu yedu tinokutendai tiri kuona muri kutarisa nyorai pfungwa dzenyu uyezve tichaedza kuti titorowo vamwe vambowanikwa vachitumira nhamba dzavo tivafonere tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo panyaya mbiri idzi dzatiri kutarisa muzuva ranhasi Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. We saw so many people yesterday actually marching in the city of Johannesburg. And we've got some people who are actually following this show right now. I think we can read one or two messages that are being posted by people here. We've got Urotiwa Rapina, kuti kuzima loko kwenzakalayo esikubonayo kukhanya ngazani kuyasisinda kakhulu. Kulo baba lapha sofake inombolo zakhe ubaba lapha ke kuthi ungucosmas uthi singamfonela khona manje so nxa sesikhathi sizakufonela khona ngapho lapho khona. Kuzobuya ke abanye njalo bayabuza ukuthi kanti indaba sihlanganise sishona lesiNdebele lolu hlelo lulendimi ezintathu so ke kunjalo so izindimi ezintathu isisikhiwa isitshona isiNdebele ilive talk vele ibunjwe njalo so ke kunjalo ke kungalethusi kangako so ke nxa kukuthi uDorothy ufuna ukuthi sikhulume lawe fake inombolo zakho lawe khonapha Dorothy Ncube sixoke lawe. So marvelous, if ever you've got some messages, can you read, go ahead there and read some of the messages from, you know, callers and people who are following us on social media. Mm-hmm. Remember that we are on many social media platforms. We've got VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. These are Facebook pages. We also have the same when it comes to Instagram, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. So, guys, okay, lingene enkundleni zonke lezi sixoxeni phela sikhona njalo la ku-YouTube. If you want to join the show you can go right now on YouTube. So kunjalo ke zurandam here marvelous
mm-hmm. Aiwa tine vari kuteedzera chirongwa pari zvino pa-VOA show na Facebook page ana Marshall Dzingirai ari kuti makadiko pano Edman Tirimboye hanzi good evening Zimbabwe tinatatenda Kasichi ari kuti makadiko pano lecture mapambe and good evening ndiri kuno ku Cape Town ndokutaura
kwa yes so now we've got marvelous we've got a guest and that is Mr. Dan Moyo. He is a political activist based here in USA. Mr. Moyo, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you?
No, very fine. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Yes, we are talking about, you know, a match that was conducted yesterday in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, by South Africans, Nigerians, Zimbabweans, and all those people that we can talk about. So they were, it was an anti-xenophobia march, but it was camouflaged under a march against, you know, they were saying it was a prayer because they wanted to avoid Operation Tutula. So what's your take about xenophobia in South Africa, you know, at this time and age?
Xenophobia is a cancer that needs to be treated. Because in this day and age, we live in a global economy. People should be free to live wherever they can afford to support their families. So this attitude of xenophobia that we have seen from the groups such as Tutula to try and intimidate foreigners in South Africa to leave is illegal to start off with, because the South African Constitution does allow for refugees to seek refuge in South Africa. We know as Africans that Ubuntu, being humane, is a very important aspect of our culture. So the respect that we should give to our neighbors is imperative. South Africa was built if you think back, if you are from Zimbabwe, Malawi, Zambia, you remember the times of Wenela, when these laborers used to come down to South Africa to work in the mines. The same prosperity that we see that built that country was built on the shoulders of foreign immigrants who flocked into South Africa for jobs. And so for people who, some who never even participated in building the country, to be the ones that now are forcefully exercising xenophobic tendencies against those from other countries is just unacceptable. Even Mandela himself, when he was president, he did say that South Africa is for all that choose it to be, it's to be their home. So I don't understand why these people now are coming up and accusing foreigners for being in South Africa, accusing them of a lot of heinous things, like taking away their jobs and so on and so forth.
Which
really doesn't make sense.
Yes,
xenophobia, I think, is a threat to education. Ukufundisana lokubonisana, lokusebenzisa imizekeliso lapho esisuka khona, njengabantu, especially abantu abansundu. Ukubana njengabantu abansundu kumele si practice ubuntu, njalo sikwazi ukubana siphila sonke njengenzalo ye-Africa. Lokho ukuthi sibandlululane sisebenzisa ama-borders esawanikezwa ngama-colonizers asihlukanisayo, ayenza ukuthi singabambani. Siyazi ukubana yizo izindlela ama-colonizers akwanisa ngakho ukuthi a take over i-continent e-Africa, yona besebenzisa i-divide and rule. Kahle kahle njengama-Africans singabantu banye, kumele sikwazi ukuhlalisana. Lokho kukhetha ukuthi wena uphuma kuphi, wena ungakuphi, nje njalo awuvumelekile ukuthi ube sendaweni elizweni elifana le-South Africa akutshengisi ubuntu. Besides, abantu be-Africa abaningi uma ubheka kwele Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, ibona abasebenza kakhulu ukwakhiwa kwe-South Africa ngesikhathi sewenela, lapho ababesebenza khona emamine begubha igolide.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Marvelous, one question for him. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Hey, Vamoyo, tingaone dambudziko iri rerusa rachipera sei muSouth Africa?
I think inini kuchadiwa education yakati kudzidziso rakati wandei rinobva kuvanhu vese kuti vadzidzise vamwe vavo kuti hate kuvenga munhu because anobva kune imwe nyika muAfrica hazvisirizvo zvinovaka, hazvina hunhu. Isu sevanhu vatema tofanira kuziva kuti tiri vana vemunhu wani, tiri maAfricans, tinozvara mucontinent yemuAfrica. Pacontinent yemuAfrica yakabva kare isina maborders. Maborders atakazoitsirwa nemacolonizers akauya akatora nyika dzedu akaisa maboundaries akati divide, akashandisa divide and conquer.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. Unfortunately, we don't have any extra time here. We've come to the end of our show this evening. Okay. We wish to thank our guests, Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the CCC, and Mr. Den Moyo, an independent political commentator based here in Washington, D.C. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington saying good night, Zimbabwe.